I grew up loving science, but I was fascinated by science fiction. I'd dream about traveling to a strange new world at warp speed. I was excited just thinking about the future. My mom took me to the New York World's Fair in 1964, and I remember flying cars in the Tomorrowland exhibit. And do you remember that 1960s cartoon version of the future, the Jetsons? That technology is with us right now. George Jetson made video phone calls on a huge flat screen. Jane had a robot that cleaned the house. And Judy and Elroy did their homework on computers. I believed that there was an implied promise in those high-tech visions. A promise not only of material advances, but societal improvements as well. Not just better gadgets, but a better life. So what happened? Right now, our technology dreams are coming true. But our hopes for a great society have stalled. They have died. We've invented a tablet that can give me access to thousands of books, yet public education continues to be ridiculously underfunded, and some would resurrect the argument that education is a privilege for a few, not a guarantee for all. Tomorrowland and the Jetsons have let me down. I am puzzled, frustrated, and upset. When it comes to envisioning a just and inclusive human community, too often our imagination is feeble, uninspired, and not up to the task. It may be easier to invent a self-inflating tire than it is to reduce the number of illegal handguns on the street. But I also think that hopes become less lofty as people become more selfish. America's own history painfully demonstrates that some of us can imagine a positive future for ourselves and a malicious one for others. Remember, there were no people of color in that Jetsons future. So what does it take to imagine a hopeful future? Positive, creative imagination is in us. Not everyone uses it. It's not easy. It's the hardest work there is. It takes courage and compassion to do the right thing with empathy for someone else. Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek imagines a world where diverse people work together. Martin Luther King Jr., on the night before his assassination, spoke hopefully about the future. Our most righteous dreams, our most inclusive hopes for the world, may feel beyond our grasp, but they should not be beyond our imagination.